We've all heard of man's best friend, but it was this dog that probably gave us the phrase so common today. We'll go to a county courthouse where a dog, his owner, and a famous lawyer made history on this edition of The American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is aiming to donate $1 million to 4-H during the Fall Paper Clover Campaign, and you can help. From now until October 20th, you can purchase a paper clover for a donation of $1 or more at your nearest Tractor Supply or online with a purchase at tractorsupply.com. The Paper Clover fundraiser raises millions of dollars each year to support 4-H youth conferences, camps, and other programs across the nation. Every donation benefits youth within the state where it was collected, so head to your nearest store and donate to your local 4-H today. Use the hashtag #DonateAMillion to show us your clover on social media. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. The story began in 1869 when Charles Burden's dog, Old Drum, was shot by neighbors, the Hornsbys. Burden sued for $50 in damages, and soon both sides were set for trial in Johnson County, Missouri.
Two very high-powered teams of attorneys were representing the principals. For Hornsby, there was Francis Cockrell and Thomas T. Crittenden. And for Burden, it was George Graham Vest and John Phillips. Each team was a team of an ex-Confederate and an ex-Union officer.
Lisa Earle shares the story from the Johnson County seat of Warrensburg, Missouri.
People from the western part of the county even came and camped out up here to see what would happen during this trial. The way they write about it in the histories is it got everyone's attention.
It was George Graham Vest who would become well known for the closing speech he gave to that jury.
Burden won here because of the speech of George Graham Vest. Really, what Vest did to create this famous speech was change the subject. He changed the subject from whether someone shot the dog, who was responsible for the dog, to Charlie Burden has lost his friend.
In Vest's closing statement, he said, "The one absolutely unselfish friend that a man can have in this selfish world, the one that never deserts him, and the one that never proves ungrateful or treacherous, is his dog." Some trace the famous speech to the phrase, "man's best friend." Vest later served over 20 years in the U.S. Senate. Traveling the countryside in Warrensburg, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.